Hello everybody, this is Justin Time, and this is my first podcast show. I have no experience whatsoever doing a podcast, but it doesn't matter to me because I've got a lot more experience than even most so-called gender experts out there, including those college professors have, as it pertains to the purpose and the mission of my channel. So, anyway, with that said, I'd like to welcome everyone who's here, who may be listening. I don't care if you're so-called anti-feminist, so-called feminist, neither one, or if you're rich or if you're poor, or wherever you may be in the world, because the reason for this show is to point out the most, you know, what should be the most obvious thing to people, but you know, sometimes, as they say, you know, the most hidden things are those that are in plain sight, and for some reason, nobody seems to notice or care, either one. I'm not sure, because I haven't done too many surveys on people. I've done a few unofficial ones, like personal ones, but it seems to me, the sense I get nowadays here in America and in the rest of the world, is that people just, if they don't notice, then they don't care that this very simple thing is here and has been here for many decades now, and that thing is just a general inequality amongst men and women. And the reason for that is because women can work in the marketplace, etc., but not men. Men cannot stay home. They cannot abandon their traditional role in the way that women can abandon theirs. So all this talk from the feminist movement since the 60s, late 60s, early 70s, about rights. Okay, let's start with that. Rights sound good, but of course, if you have all positive and no negative, so-called negative, let me say that, so-called negative to balance it out, then, to use a psychological term, what you have is a type of mania. And so that's essentially what the feminist movement is. Let me pause here for a moment. I forgot to introduce myself. I introduced the show, but let me introduce myself for just a minute before I continue. I grew up a feminist. My mother is one. My father seems to be one, although, and this is very personal, he seems to have always struggled with that in his life. He seems like that's a part of himself that he hates, but nevertheless, I grew up a feminist, a significant one, not like a mild one, but a pretty significant one, because that's what my mother was, and that's who I was raised mostly by. Okay, and I'm a former MGTOW, which stands for Men Going Their Own Way. It's abbreviated M as in Marine, GTOW, and that's an anti-feminist organization. Again, I'm its co-founder, one of its founders, and I'm also the Red Pill creator. I didn't found the Red Pill movement. I did spark it. I created it into an existence. I birthed it, if you will. And so that's me. I'm pretty well-rounded when it comes to gender, unlike virtually all these other so-called gender experts nowadays. I don't mean to, I'm sorry if I sounded arrogant there for a moment, but the problem with gender experts, if you'll notice, by and large, you've got these feminist ones that are usually teaching gender issues in college, and I've not to this day myself ever heard of one being an anti-feminist. They're all feminist. Now, you go over to the other spectrum, end of the spectrum, and you have what they call the manosphere online here, and the MGTOW community, Red Pill community, etc., that claim to be gender experts, yet they too have this equal problem is that in that they're virtually all anti-feminists, you know. So how can you be an expert when you don't know both sides of the story? And again, that sounds a little bit arrogant, but I don't know. You know, I get so frustrated with these guys and these women who claim to know gender, and I don't know if it's an ego thing or what, but anyway, getting off of that, I've been in both worlds, and believe me, it is a world, it's a type of reality. Real reality is, it's like everything else, it's a mixture of both, and it's not anything that you have to force. It's all, you know, the whole thing about equality is something that happens naturally. It's when things are being forced that they become unequal. Just as the body regulates itself, the universe has a way of regulating itself, including humankind having the ability to regulate its own self. Just by nature, by design, it's automatic. So, anyway, there's no need for men or women to push for this stuff called gender equality. Well, from the beginning. Now we're in a situation where we have to, because the things are swinging so wildly to both ends. But I meant to say originally, from the you know, from the very beginning of time, there's no need for that, for anybody to artificially push for this thing called gender equality. It's more of a thing that you don't push for, but that you allow to happen, to realize. So, anyway, that's where I come from. That's the background, my life's story, as far as it pertains to this channel and this subject matter. Now, going back to what we paused on, the feminist movement being about gender rights. Okay, great. But again, if you don't have, in this life, if you don't have things that are balanced, if you've got positive not balanced with the so-called negative, not in the bad sense, but just the other side of the coin, so to speak. And in this case, you would be talking about gender responsibility. So, backing up to the late 60s, early 70s again, with the feminist movement, as they called it. This is what everybody missed. Everybody was caught up in a manic frenzy, literally, a literal manic frenzy, that they forgot to couple the women's rights with women's responsibilities. You cannot detach those two. If you try to, as we have in America and now beginning in the rest of the world, you're going to get a much bigger amount, much more significant amount of women's responsibilities coming back to them in a much more grotesque fashion, because it's been built up. They've been pushing it off, not dealing with the responsibilities, in other words, for so long, that it's going to come back in their faces in a big way, in a significant way. So this is, you know, I'm saying a lot right now. This is more to, I can elaborate on, and I'm sure in future shows. But please mind you, this is my very first time doing this, and as far as being on the radio, and I've got the information, but it might come out in a way that's not the traditional way you'd hear on the radio or on TV, such as the news. But nevertheless, you're going to get I say this with all due humbleness, not arrogant at all when I say this. You're going to get the most important information that you're ever going to get on gender. It took me a while, I mean a long time to do this, you guys and gals. I'm sorry for saying gals, it's just the equivalent of guys. I know that sounds outdated. But anyway, I'm not that big on this kind of indirect way of communicating. That's really the thing I'm trying to say. But I'm going to have to do it, because this for me to start doing this means it's become necessary. I love people, actually. That's why, a big reason why I'm into gender so much. But this indirect way of doing it, I was reluctant. Let's just say that. I put it off for a long time. Matter of fact, I don't know if I can title this. It might end up being, this show, I might title it as The Reluctant something or another. But anyways, so, you know, we have this thing we call feminism, which pushed for women's rights, which may or may not have been necessary, to be honest, you guys and gals, because most of us alive right now were not alive and kicking back then. We're going off of secondhand information, which we all know gets watered down and distorted. Okay, if gets filtered through other people many times over. So we don't know for sure what was going on back then. How overall oppressive men were against women. Now we know about them not being in the workplace and them wanting the ability to choose. Okay, even if coming from a Christian background where it's flat out says that women should be keepers of the home, which I can reference that later from the Bible if any of you want. It's in there, but that'll be for another show. And again, this is a... Well, I say again because people should learn this back in grammar school and history classes. America was rooted in Christian, in the Christian religion. Anyway, so that's why I was bringing up Christianity for a moment, and women being keepers at home in the early days. So even if we want to set that aside and say, oh, okay, that's between women and God. They don't want to do what we believe is the godly thing, and they want to work outside the home. Fine. Let them have their life and, you know, choose that if they will, to an extent, as long as it doesn't destroy society too much. And we men will do the same. Some mysterious reason, although not so mysterious, I will get into that later for you guys. And you do want to listen to that. Many of you anti-feminist men already know the reason for our government wanting to help push women out of the house. Anyway, that's just the tip of the tip of the tippy tip of the iceberg of why they were wanting out of the house and why they succeeded at it in gross numbers. But even if they did that, the mysterious or not so mysterious reason that men didn't leave the home, or I'm sorry, let me back up, men didn't leave the marketplace, you know, their place of business outside the house, whatever they were doing, blue collar, white collar, green collar, whatever it was that they were doing outside the house, they didn't notice that they should be asking for the same. If they're going to go along with gender equality, well, then shouldn't they at least have the ability, not saying that they should stay at home. I didn't stay at home when I was when I got out on my own, when I left my parents' house. Of course, I had many jobs, including the military. You know, men never thought twice about this. They never thought, oh, maybe we should fight for our own ability to choose also, so we don't look like the goody-goodies, you know, just continuing to basically be the bitch here and take it up, you know, the backside by these women. And but for the past, well, since it's been now, since the feminist movement, it's been like 4 decades now. 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 1000s, and it's been almost 50 years now, almost half a decade. Time kind of escapes me some nowadays, but yeah, we've got almost half a decade now where, well, to be realistic, it didn't start off that way. It took a while for most of the women to leave the workplace. So yeah, we'll go back to the 4 decades that I said, and that's how long men now have been taking it up the backside. I mean, really, they really have. I'm not just trying to sound graphic here. They've truly been the bitches in our society in the past 4 decades. And yes, I'm getting a little bit emotional again because it disgusts me that this is not a program just against women. Let me just say that. Hopefully you've noticed it already. But this is a societal issue I'm talking about. And again, going even back before this first show that I'm doing here now, I had explained to you guys and gals, if you remember, and I hope you continue to remember, that I first grew up as a feminist. I'm first that, okay? Then, fast forward 20-some-odd years later, I, you know, co-founded MGTOW and then became the Red Pill creator. But I'm balanced, you guys, so don't look for me to be on one end or the other. So anyway, with that said, I'm not going to explain that too much in the future because I've got it in summary on my description of this channel that you're always free to look back at to remind yourselves that I'm on both sides. Okay, if you're a woman listening, I'm on your side. And I might have, to be honest, a little more sympathy and compassion to you in a way. And if you're a man, I'm on your side too, and probably a little more on your side in another way, just because of the fact that biologically I relate to you. I'm also biologically a man, so. And with that said, what was I saying? Maybe I should pause, because we've gone through a ton in the past almost 20 minutes here, folks. If you've made it with me this far, I appreciate you. I hope my shows continue to get better in the way they're presented. And maybe we can do some fun things. I've listened to shows like you guys and gals growing up. I've heard them do fun things. I want to keep things light at times, although we've definitely dealing with a serious topic here, and we're going to have a lot of meat to chew off of, so to speak, in the future, as we have in the past 20 minutes already. So let me pause and collect my own self so I can try to get back to what I was saying, because I actually forgot. I do bounce around because I've got a comprehensive amount of information on this stuff. Okay. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a good season. It's right after Thanksgiving, you know, and it's supposed to be the time for peace, but for some reason I find myself indoors a lot, which might explain why I also started this just now, this time of year, because people tend to get the opposite of peace, I guess, you know, like, I don't know why, well, I know the why, but I don't know why they can't see why. You know, Thanksgiving was when we supposedly made peace with the Native, Pilgrims made peace with the Native Americans. And then Christmas, representing the birth of Christ, which, according to the Bible, he's the Prince of Peace. So it's supposed to be the most peaceful time of the year, guys and gals. What's going on here in America? People, you know, it's crazy. So yeah, I'm indoors a lot this time of year. How about you? Anyway, I don't think I'll remember what I was talking about. Maybe it's time to end the show for now. Let me try to stretch it out about 10 minutes, because I just figured out on the spot I want to keep these to about 30-minute sessions. Anyway, we were talking about just men and women not having the same opportunities as far as our main role in life is concerned, and that's what consists of half our days. You know, women have the ability to choose, men don't. And, yes, I was saying that men, not to sound, graphic, but they really are taking up the backside, and that's what gets me really ticked off. Oh, I was saying, it should be obvious to anybody at this point that I'm, from reading my summary and listening to me explain a few times, that I'm on both sides, okay, so... don't sound surprised if you hear me going off on men. I'm, like I say, if anything, I'm first a feminist, so I'm deeply ticked off, because the early feminists, everybody remember, were about equality. I don't know what this new definition of equality is, but you have a plethora of dictionaries online that you can, you're free to look up the word. Equality means equality. Since when did words start meaning other words? You know, words are supposed to mean the words that they are. Equality is supposed to mean that, equality. So, feminists, when they said equality, they didn't mean another word, they meant the word equality. They meant the equality word. I don't know why people think, they look at a stick and see a snake. They, in other words, that's a fancy word for saying, expression for saying that people try to look at something and make it something else. Okay, if feminists were about reverse sexism, don't you think they would have said it? I've read many things that they've said in the past that were very, offensive. But equality was not one of them. They used the term often, the original feminists. They used it all the time. So I'm about gender equality. And so that's where I'm coming from. And this is what I'm not understanding in society. I'm going to put something up soon. I don't know how I'm going to do it. If I'm going to just say it on my show, or if I'm going to put it on the description, a written description of the channel, saying... offering a large amount of money to anybody that, because I've been going years after years after years now, nobody's been able to explain to me why nobody is noticing this. Why have you men and women, and I don't care where you are in the world right now, I don't care if you're in Iran, if you're in the United States, if you're in Russia, if you're in South America, I don't care, North Pole, you name it, 500 feet underground, doing some kind of excursion, it doesn't matter. I'm asking any of you people out there, honestly, and this isn't just for show, I'm putting up a large sum of money right now on my show. It's, let me say, I got to think what I got in my account right now, what I can work with, or what I feel. I'll put up $5,000. $5,000. And it's the holidays, you guys. You could use that, especially those of you who have children. $5,000 to anybody who can explain to me why people, again, either don't know or they don't care about men taking it up the backside for the past four decades now, and just allowing women to continue to choose their main role, which is whether they want to be out in the marketplace, you know, etc., or at home, and why they themselves, men, are not giving their own selves the choice.
You know, there's something about the men who are doing that that really makes them seem worthy or deserving of not only the abuse that they've gotten so far by, well, by the women, I guess you could say, that they've allowed to abuse them, but, you know, I there's a part of me that immediately wants to say that those men should be wiped off the planet. They should be exterminated. They should be eliminated, because their masochism, their ability to like such abuse, is probably the most pathetic thing on the planet to this day. Because as has always been known since the beginning of time, and I don't care what religion or no religion you are, this has always been a man's world. But, to quote James Brown from one of his songs, because it's true, it's nothing without a woman, so of course it's not to disregard women in any way. I don't know what kind of world or life it would be without women, of course, so it's not an either or, it's both. But, you know, it's always been known in the back of people's minds, or in front of their minds, sorry, I had to do something there for a minute, that it's a man's world. I mean, just plain and simple. And I don't care if some of you feminists on here don't like that, blah, blah, blah. You have no idea how far beyond I am from caring about that anymore. I'm beyond even the red pill movement that I created, okay? If you can picture that for a moment. I'm speaking to you feminists right now. So it really doesn't matter to me. It has no effect on me whether you... I mean, well, I don't care what your emotions are on that. I mean, I'm not. It's not an emotional thing, anyways. Is it emotional that you breathe oxygen to live? No, it's something that's just. It's regardless of any emotion. It's just you know, it is what it is kind of thing. We all know this. Even feminists, many other feminists themselves say the same thing. That's the whole basis of their complaints, is that it's a man's world. Okay, so they acknowledge it too. So some of you, you know, rogue feminists on here that got upset a minute ago when I said it's a man's world. Well, okay, I don't care. I'm sorry. I'm not saying I don't care about you. I just don't care. You know, some of you are so, well, there's a new term going around. I've been going around called in your feelings. I hear it more in the urban areas. But yeah, if that's what you want to be, is in your feelings, okay. But that doesn't mean I am. I'm going to be balanced. I'm going to be in the middle. So I'm not going to swing to your side either, to some of you feminists. And this show is not going to be about your emotions. It's not centered or centric around that. Because I do know many of the negative sides of feminism, and that's one of them. It's just like a lot of male chauvinism. It's just about a centric view of that particular gender. And within the feminist movement, at least nowadays with some of these younger girls, it's become just about, you know, whatever their emotions are, and that's supposed to be the ultimate say-so on any issues. So I'm not going to go there. I'm very aware of what some of you try to pull. I mean, a million times over, as I've seen it, so it's not like I'm blind to it. Ladies, if you are ladies, I'm just not blind to that. So, yes, I just want to end the show on that. It's a man's world. And it's nothing without a woman, of course. So we've gone over the 30-minute time. It's just in time. Maybe I'm sorry, that was cheesy. I was supposed to end on that note. My name for this channel is Just in Time. So, and yes, that's an alias, which means this is a symbolic name. I'm not going to put my real name on here. Plus, Just in Time sounds more interesting and more meaningful. So, anyway, yeah, it's a man's world. It's nothing without a woman. And I think what was my point in saying that? It's to say that, you know, there's no excuse for these men these days. There's no it comes back full circle to men now. There's no excuse for these men. I mean, it's beyond that. It's the most pathetic thing in the world, literally, the most pathetic thing to have men be the way they've been. They allow women to have the choice, and what consists of half of our lives, we're talking about what we do, you know, throughout our days. They allow women the choices and not allow themselves a choice. Like I say, there's part of me that immediately wants that believes they should be eliminated for that. I mean, just wiped off, exterminated off the planet for that, because it's beyond pathetic. I don't know if they got some kind of Catholic version of the Messiah complex or what, where they think they should just be on the suffering end. But if they recall, Jesus wasn't just about suffering. In the end, he was about resurrecting. Again, it's like everything else. It's a balance, folks. You're going to notice that. That's the spirit of the show, is balance. So, So, there you go. So, that's why it's important, and why I repeat it a few times, that it's a man's world. So, there's no conversation about this as to why men have allowed this to happen. And again, if you remember my offer, 5,000 to any of you who can explain. I don't think I finished that. Who can explain why? Why, not just men, but our society is allowing for this. And why it seems like they don't notice it or seem to care about it. And this is not like some trick question. I'm personally interested in knowing, because this is the one thing I have not found out yet. And that's why this podcast channel exists now. Because I'm going to find out, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And if I don't, regardless, I'm going to work on fixing it. Because nobody else is doing it. I've set back, and nobody's fixing it. Oh, sorry about that, folks. I had to cough. But anyway, I'll try to get better with that, too. I've got to work on hitting the pause button. So, anyway, you guys. Take care. Happy holidays. I don't like saying Merry Christmas, and that's another side thing. I don't even know if it has to do with the show, but it really is not Christmas time. I mean, in the Bible, that when Jesus was born, it states that there's a lamb or sheep in the background of the manger where Jesus was born, and they don't do that over there in the Middle East during wintertime, even to this day, from what I understand. Certainly not back then. They kept them out of the fields during winter, so. Bible scholars say it was sometime in the late spring, mid-spring, something like that. Really, I would say it was about the time of Easter. It makes sense also in another way. I would say that Christ came about the same time that he left.
So that made perfect sense to me. I celebrate Christmas personally around. I think there's a number of people, from what I've heard, around the world now that celebrate so-called Christmas at the same time as Easter, because his birth was about the same time as Easter. Our Easter is here in America. But anyway, happy holidays. Still, I know many of you want to celebrate. I don't mean to start ragging on you. Many of you bought presents by now. Go ahead with that. I mean, my mother still does, and many of my other family members still do. And it's keep it in the spirit, I guess you could say. There's nothing wrong with that. I think about Christ's birth, too, this time of year, so it doesn't bother me. But I do say happy holidays for that reason. I don't say Merry Christmas, but happy holidays, you guys. And I'm very grateful to those of you who are listening and who have bothered to come to my channel and listen to this first podcast of mine, because this isn't just to do a stupid channel. I mean, nothing against other people, and I may not be, I may be as more bad of a person than they are in many areas of my life, I don't know, but I just think they do a lot of, they do their channels for a lot of stupid reasons. This, I'm on here for that one reason I told you guys and gals, is that there's a very important subject in our society that is affecting us big time, and you now know what that is, and so, I guess, I won't hear from you, but I guess we'll meet up on the next show, okay? Thank you, guys and gals. Bye-bye.